This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
8 o'clock hours. We try to move along quickly here on a Tolo Tuesday with Sean and RJ, Bobby Belt Cowboys Insider. We'll be back on Thursday for our Firehouse tour in Richardson. Peyton Russell is out for the week on vacation. We got Ross killing it and Aiden in the back live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. And hopefully you here on your home of the Rangers and Cowboys. It's 105.3 The Fan. So the big story that I thought hit on all levels yesterday, NFL, college, and high school, had to do with Teddy Bridgewater. And Teddy Bridgewater became a high school coach. And he went and immediately won a state championship. And yesterday it came out, Miami Northwestern High School, that Teddy got suspended and self-reported it, posted it.
Self-reported it, absolutely.
Posted it himself. And he got suspended for providing players with impermissible benefits. And he wrote on a social media post, "Damn, people done caused all this confusion. Got a phone call tonight, and it's no real investigation going on. I told you I have to be an employee to be investigated. Now the paperwork thing still stands, but there was no investigation." On July 7th, this goes back to that post, when Teddy said he covered transportation, meals, recovery-related costs for his players during the 2024 season. In that same message, he was encouraging people to help him with the financial contributions, so he did not have to cover everything himself. And because of that, Teddy trying to take care of his team and his players in a couple different ways, suspended.
Oh, boy. So this is a
$700 per week for players' Ubers, according to the Miami Herald. He also paid $2,200 for pregame meals and $1,300 for athletic recovery services.
Look, this is a common sense versus rule thing. Look, I understand why they can't have coaches, whatever, paying for other kids' stuff. I get it, why you would have that rule in place. Because then you get a couple of rich players and they start paying for things. Rich former athletes and stuff, they start paying for things. And it leads to more problems.
What are the rules in high school that you know for your kids?
Your coach
can't take the boys out and buy them pizza? Has that permeated down to the high school level? Is that the rule?
Yeah, I can't.
Go get them ice cream. I mean, ice cream.
I don't know the exact rules because it's never come up.
Y'all text it, high school parents and coaches, please, administrators. 877-881-1053. If you have a kid who can't get to practice or his parents can't get him to practice, you're not allowed to pay for an Uber to pick them up, bring them to practice? Is that the rule?
I've seen coaches give they drive the bus. They might give a ride home. They sit there. They don't pay for a ride. I don't know. I know that the NIL rules in Texas are like different, and they're different in every state. I think the new NIL rule is
like every city. You mean, or
no? Like every NIL rules in every state are different in high school. So the UIL has their own set of NIL rules for high school kids, like what you can and can't accept. I don't think Texas high school kids can accept money. I think they can accept like deals, but it has to be outside the uniform, not on school property, yada, yada, yada. But look, this is a read the room kind of thing. But again, I understand why they have to crack down on this, because if they don't crack down on it here, it's going to happen somewhere else. And then like, where do you stop?
To me,
do you stop? But there's no recruiting.
That would be the problem for me, that Teddy Bridgewater, Jason Witten, I'm not accusing Jason Witten of it. I'm just talking about a former NFL player with money. Someone with a ton of money would start buying players to transfer to their high school.
Now, Jason Witten is at a private high school, so I don't know. Can you recruit? I think you recruit there.
Someone call
idea.
In. Yeah. Ross, take a couple calls. Hang on a sec. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053 for the Texas explanation or what it is at your kid's school and surrounding area. Sorry, go ahead.
But listen to this. 75% of the students at Miami Northwestern are economically disadvantaged. They're on free lunches. Like, he admitted to paying for Uber rides. Okay, so they get home safely. It's your kids. Meals. Like, if these kids, again, if these are the kids they recruit, I get it. If these are kids that are just hungry after practice and they don't have a hot meal at home because their parents work three jobs or they don't have family or whatever, right? There's no money. There's no food in the house. Like, what are we doing here? Like, this is a common sense issue, you know? I get it. You have to take a hard line stance or it's open season, but this is the same. This school has got athletes galore. Amari Cooper, Teddy Bridgewater.
This school?
Northwestern, Miami Northwestern. Levante David, Tutu Atwell. Those are all guys that went to Miami Northwestern. I think there's like 30 NFL players that went to Miami Northwestern. It's a factory. It's a factory. And it's in an area that's got a lot of athletes and it's got a lot of money of former alumni that, like Teddy Bridgewater, trying to give back. So this is very, very strange, and I think it lacks common sense. I understand why you would have to crack down, but a dude's just trying to give hot meals to some kids or Uber rides home for practice.
I can see the gray area, though.
Oh, there's a gray area, for sure.
I can see the line. How do you prove that it's not him recruiting a player?
Absolutely.
How do you prove that it's just someone? Then you got to out someone's background and embarrass their family situation and say, this kid so-and-so doesn't have a hot meal. Then that's embarrassing.
I know. I get it. I totally understand. It's like, it's a rule that has to be in place.
I just didn't know we had Bruce Pearl type cookout rules that you can't have the kids over.
I know.
And burgers and dogs.
Yeah, and every state's different.
Yeah.
You know, like there are, you know, some of these schools like, okay, so Cooper Flagg went to Montverde Academy for basketball. It's a basketball factory. You think he wasn't recruited? You think he just chose it?
Right.
Of course he was recruited. Yeah. Oak Hill Academy, Dematha. I mean, all these high schools, right? These are all like factories, and it's not like a kid transferring from Fort Worth Boswell to go to South Lake Carroll for football.
Yeah,
it's not like that. That's hey, you're just transferring to go to another public school. These are private schools a lot of times. This is a public high school, but these kids, most of them are in that district.
Let us know. 877-881-1053. Ross, who do we have?
So sorry, I did not pass them through, but I talked to a guy who just had a kid who recently graduated 2024 from Hillcrest High School. That's right here in DISD. He said they can do like fundraisers, but coaches can't put money out of their own pocket for that sort of thing.
Wow. All right. If we have any more calls, Ross, put them on hold. We'll patch them through. Poor Ross is back there. He's writing down. He's transcribing.
He's taking notes.
I was like, what's taking so long? I talked to him to the mic. If you're on the fan camera, I was like, let's go. Come on, we don't need a live story. But Ross was actually getting the story.
He's like the court reporter using that like shorthand, those typewriters that have four buttons.
We can take calls in sports radio. We good?
Yeah, we got one.
All right, let's go to the phone.
There we go.
Good morning, sir. Who do we have?
Hey, sir, this is Jeff from Keller.
Oh, Lions Jeff. What's up, brother?
Yeah, hey, RJ, at the Thursday I got to talk to you. You got me in trouble with the whole lottery tickets for my 8-year-old niece. But
Oh, man.
All right, guys, so I've been listening to you guys for a long time, so I know you try to stay away from politics.
Yeah.
But in the grand scheme of things in America right now, you know, what would it, if Teddy Bridgewater had just bought cryotherapy equipment, put it in the facility, he would have been okay. Mm. There are all kinds of programs in America to feed students and all that. There's all kinds of programs because he did it as a private entity. You know, I mean, look at what we're really paying for, our tax dollars versus, I mean, did this guy really do anything wrong? You know, and besides, I'm fairly certain North Miami is not a bastion of, it's not Colleyville or Southlake. So these kids probably needed it. And, I mean, if he had just made a donation and bought the stuff, you know, and when my daughters played high school softball, they had pregame meals that were paid out of the boosters.
Yep.
So, I mean,
you're saying just circumvent it differently.
Yeah, to avoid the
direct payment.
Yeah.
The perception, because I mean, my God, we're crucifying a guy who looked out for kids that probably don't have a lot of money.
Yeah.
And
Jeff, we're going to run through some calls here. Thank you for the call, brother. You know we love you. Unfortunately, you let this slide.
Oh, I know. Then you got to let everything slide.
And then someone else will come in and go, yo, wink, mm-hmm. wink, let's build a powerhouse, and here's the money to do it.
Yeah, look, that's absolutely the case. Like, there's nothing – what he did is what you hope everybody that was a professional athlete
– We think it was all good intentions. We think.
Yeah, I mean, look. Generally, I think buying a kid who, and look, 75% of the people in that school are economically disadvantaged. Yeah. It's a fair. I doubt all the football players are the 25% that aren't. Right. It's just like, what are the odds? Right. There's 100 football players. You're going to have 75 of them that are on free lunches and other programs, buying them hot meals and making sure they're home safe at night after practice. I don't see that as a bad thing.
All right, let's go to the next Tolo. Ross, who do we have? Hey, what's up? Who do we have? Sorry,
this is Matt.
Go ahead, Matt.
So, yeah, I just wanted to chime in. I wanted to let you know I'm a private school administrator. I'd rather not talk about the school that I'm at.
Well.
So private schools can recruit, right? But we can't induce. So we can't say, hey, come to my school and I'm going to give you right. X number of dollars in tuition, whatever, for you to come to my school and play a sport.
Right.
Now, do we go out and do we find kids that are mission appropriate for our schools? Absolutely. But there's not any type of inducement that we're allowed to do. I mean, there's a lot of schools like within TAPS and within the SPC that would get into a lot of trouble if they did something like that.
But can your coach set up a movie night on Friday where they take 30 kids to the movies and buy their tickets?
No.
Even after they've played for you, you're not recruiting.
No, I mean if there are students, sure. I mean,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're the students.
I probably wouldn't suggest that I probably wouldn't suggest that a student or that a coach go out and take a bunch of kids out to the movie theater because that could come up with a whole different slew of problems.
Pizza party.
Right. Yeah. I mean, sure. If it's got like multiple adults at it, that you're going to make sure that you're protecting your kids.
Yeah.
I just meant
financially.
Sure.
Can that coach spend for a pizza party for their team out of his own pocket?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's just like any other. Let's say, you know, you're a second grader at a school. You can do that for a second grader. Why wouldn't you do it for someone who's in 10th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th grade?
So okay. It's just no special treatment is what it is.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, then thank you for the call. Then that opens up Pandora's box of what is special treatment.
So this is how I think back in the old days, in the Wild West of college football, which I think we're actually in the Wild West, but you know, you used to be able to see the old rule was you can't give an athlete special treatment. So if a dealership sold an athlete a car for a dollar,
right?
That's not legal unless, and this is how a lot of guys got around this, they sold one other student a car for a dollar.
Right.
Hey, I gave somebody else this deal too.
Yeah.
You know, now that's an extreme example, but
I think they just probably don't want to open it up.
They don't want to open it up. They don't want to open it up. And I understand that. But again, sometimes it lacks common sense. Like sometimes it makes you not be able to do things out of the goodness of your heart.
Many predicted this, including my father-in-law. Has LeBron finally turned on Luka?
Oh, man.
next on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Sean and RJ here on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers. Thanks for being a Tolo. We're live on the Fan Camp, Twitch, and YouTube below the belt. Coming up at 8:40, Bobby will return on Thursday. Oh, man, he was suffering yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he sent me a picture of a field. It's a wide-open field. And he said, this is what I have in store for me for the next few hours. This is what happens when the wife is in charge of the vacation. 100-degree temperatures and outside for hours. And I was like, oh, hell no. And he's like, yep, exactly the scenario and situation that I hate. And then that shower room, I still don't know what that was that he sent us the other day with the carpets in there.
Man, that looked like the most spacious shower room I've ever seen in my life.
San Antonio.
Yeah, it looked very, very spacious. This is what happens when you have a family member, wife, who won't get on an airplane and you're forced to drive everywhere.
Will she not get on a plane?
I don't know. Isn't that what she like?
She no, she's
like
been on planes with us.
But doesn't she? Didn't he say she doesn't like to fly?
No, I don't think that. I don't think that's a thing here.
Okay, I thought that's what
he said. I think she loves to travel.
Maybe he doesn't want to fly. Because, you know,
that's
in a field. In a field?
Outdoor stuff.
Outdoor stuff. I'm okay with outdoor stuff, but you can't do outdoor stuff in July in Texas.
Yeah.
You know, you want to do outdoor stuff in July? I suggest Gaylord, Michigan, and the Gaylord Golf Mecca.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful spot to go to. From today, I'll be there.
What's that?
A month from today.
And then the other day, he was hit with the policy at the Alamo that you have to remove your hat.
See, this is one of those things. And I said to him, I said in the text, I mean, dude, just add to Davy Crockett have to remove his coonskin cap when he walked in there to save the day. Because if he didn't, then what are you making me do that for? But, you know, even when I went to, and I never take my hat. I wear a hat inside in my house. When I'm sitting around, I wear the hat.
You do?
Yeah, I just have it on. I have it on.
What? You're like Gino off 90 Day Fiance. If you know, you know, you got to text
me. I don't know. But, I mean, even I took the hat off when I went into the churches. You know, now they didn't like, there were signs. So sometimes I looked around. If other guys had the hat off, I took the hat off. If they didn't, then I didn't. But yeah, it's pretty commonplace.
All right. So that's Roberto on vacation. Pepe is at the Floribama Shores. And we'll get him back next week. Bobby back on Thursday. Firehouse tour in Richardson. Little jealousy. My father-in-law predicted this was going to happen. He can't stand LeBron. He loves Luka. And Ramona Shelbourne and Brian Windhorst combined for this Laker piece. The purpose of the meeting was as clear as their choice of door. Doncic is the face of the franchise now, and the Lakers wanted him and everyone else to know it. Do you remember when Luka came out of that restaurant in L.A.? Rob Pelinka was coming out, J.J. Redick was coming out, and Luka was coming out. And Rob Pelinka was carrying this binder. Luka had gone into the restaurant in the back and exited in the front. And Ramona and Windhorse are saying they wanted everyone to know he's our guy. Over a bottle of Opus One, Pelinka and Redick explained not only their strategy to build around Luka's skill, but also the complexities of the new CBA and how they plan to navigate them. The exquisite bottle of wine, are you looking at the price right now?
I'm Googling it.
May have helped Luka digest Pelinka's explanation of topics like the second apron, the salary cap space, another big man to pair along, but that binder used to be brought to LeBron James dinners, and LeBron was not invited. So this was a little changing of the guard here that may have set off some jealousy ripples. LeBron understood. What's the price?
I'm still looking at it. It's
all over the place.
It's all what vintage?
Vintage. Oh, I don't know. Grape vintage. I don't know. 93 or I don't know.
93.
Yeah, give me a 93. I don't know. What's the great year of wine? Is it 96? I don't know. Yo, a sommelier will text. LeBron understood the Lakers taking advantage of an opportunity to pivot to the young superstar. But from his perspective, nuance was lost during the transition. Luka never asked to be a Laker. LeBron chose L.A. in 2018 when they missed the playoffs 5 straight years. 2 years later, he helped them win a 17th championship. So that little nuanced bit of jealousy that, why you treat him like this? He didn't even ask
to be here.
He didn't ask to be here. I chose. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
He didn't ask to be anywhere because his world got turned upside down living in a hotel room for months.
This is how like real organizations do things. Like they look at the present and the future at the same time and the past all at the same time. Like, does he have to be involved in everything? He doesn't have to go to every meeting.
He had been.
He had been, but
he had been given all these heads up.
Yeah, I mean, it's.
And then he felt frozen out a little bit.
He's got 1 year left. It's pretty clear. They just drafted your son, dude. Like, they're committed to you. It's okay for them to have a one-on-one with Luka Doncic when they share a $455 bottle of wine.
There it is. And that's retail.
That's the 2021.
Okay.
That's retail. That's at.
That's not at a restaurant.
Box store. No, at a box store, that's $1,500 a bottle of wine.
Rich Paul, the LeBron's agent, had to formally inform the Lakers LeBron intended to pick up the final year of his contract after they did not engage in any substantial discussions about extending him by a year or two. So that's another thing LeBron was apparently a little bit hurt over. For the first time ever, a team was not begging him to sign back up for the extension. And do you know why they probably didn't ask LeBron about signing up for another year or two? Do you know why?
Because he's 41.
Because he's 41 years old. That's probably why. How dare you not offer me a contract to get me to 43? Now, could he still produce and play? Yeah, probably. Right. But every year he's talking about retirement.
You look, it's...
Then they put out that statement. The Lakers had already made their statement in not offering James a contract beyond the season. It was abundantly clear that his time as face of the Lakers for the first time had a planned event ending date. When the 25-26 season is to be, whether it is to be LeBron's final is up to him. But if he wanted the King of Hollywood ending that only Lakers can give their legends, the release date was set. LeBron in, Luka out. For the first time in his 23 years, a team had not begged or borrowed against its future to do everything they could to keep LeBron beyond his current contract.
They will, you know, the old adage, make them tell you when it's time to quit. Right? Make them tell you when it's time. Every sport, Deion has said this, they will let you know. They will let you know when your career's over. You don't have to tell them. They'll let you know first. And then, like, this is where LeBron is. Like, you know, as the fan text just hits us up, start talking about retirement. It's time to retire. Also, 1997 was a good year for California.
That's what Will Chambers just texted.
Well, of course, Will Chambers would text that. I mean, he knows. He knows. He has to get his bottle of wine and his lady.
In his tux.
In his tux.
Yes.
They said it was actually, in fact, 97 was one of the best years ever. Opus, though, overrated. Only sold because of a name.
Windhorse and Ramona continuing with LeBron's uneasiness over the Luka takeover. The Lakers' posture did not come as a surprise to James, but it also did not go down easily. Since the Luka trade, the Lakers have signaled this shift from James to Doncic through a series of microaggressions. They did not give him significant notice when they were trading Anthony Davis for Luka. A transgression James forgave because of his respect for Luka and understanding of their reasoning for making the trade and for keeping it under wraps for as long as possible. Oh, so LeBron James decided to forgive the Lakers for pulling off one of the greatest heists, if not the greatest heist of all time. I'll let it slide. I'll let it slide that you got me Luka Doncic in exchange for Anthony Davis. Within days of acquiring Luka, Rob Pelinka, GM, attempted to pair him with Mark Williams, that young center. The trade got reversed. Well, LeBron was not happy because for years he had been asking them to acquire a true center to no avail. When the Buss family agreed to sell the team on June 18th, Luka was given a heads up and posted a congrats on social media. In the initial article that was written, it said LeBron was not given a heads up. Well, someone got to Ramona and Windhorse and made them change the article itself.
Oh.
And it changed and said LeBron was notified of the sale through his representation. He did not post any public acknowledgement. And then, of course, the coup de grace, if that's how you pronounce it.
I think it's coup.
The Lakers, by not offering LeBron an extension, indicated they were comfortable having him on the roster as an expiring deal, a rare position for a superstar player of his.
He's not a super. Okay, he's 41. He's still in a.
Is he a top 20 player?
Is he a top 20? Yeah, he's probably top 10 still. And so, like, his name is obviously, yes, he's a superstar player, but it's completely different, right? It's, yeah. If you had a 31-year-old on your roster on an expiring contract, that's garbage. A 41-year-old, I mean, has he intimated that he wants to play longer?
No.
Then what are we talking about here?
LeBron has responded by being cryptic. After they were eliminated, he was asked about having more physical players. He said, no comment. I say that because my guy AD said what he needed, and the following week he was gone. He showed up at the Cavaliers facility. He was wearing some stuff that had people get all worked up. Video of himself playing golf in Cleveland wearing a hat that said, welcome home. Yeah,
The welcome home hat. Now, look, was this a hat that was given to him at the outing? You know, is it a brand or was it like a cryptic message?
A Lakers team broadcaster was wearing a Cavaliers jersey and he wrote proper attire. So he's trying to be petty. He is.
Yeah, he understands the game. I mean, there's nothing cryptic that LeBron doesn't do cryptic things.
He's trying to suggest to the Lakers through Cavalier flirtation, hey, I'm not too happy with you. So there it is. LeBron a little bit jealous of the new Luka love in LA.
And this was always going to happen. This was always a risk when you trade for a 27-year-old or whatever. And the other guy is 41. And it's clear that they didn't trade for him to pair him with LeBron. They traded him to succeed LeBron. Right? Like, that's the reason they got him. You know, they're looking at the now and tomorrow.
I know, but I'm so sick of hearing the Lakers' future. Rich Paul and LeBron are worried because the Lakers aren't focusing on the now. Trading for Luka Doncic is a now move, dummies. Trading for Luka is a now move. Getting DeAndre Ayton is a now move. They're not doing anything to punt right now to try to win 2 or 3 years from now. Luka Doncic had an argument for best player in the NBA. What do you mean you're not trying to win now? I don't understand.
They are trying to win now.
I think they're throwing a little hissy fit. They're trying to scare the Lakers a little bit.
They want a new deal. They want a 2-year extension. Okay. I mean, maybe they'll get it.
Promise to play.
The way they played last year together.
Why doesn't LeBron ever catch any heat for taking? LeBron never catches anything for taking less. We give it to Dak. You know, Dirk did it. Duncan did it. LeBron wants to catch Michael, pass him. He can't sign on these $5, $10 million deals. He's got to sign for 50 every time. I'm not saying I would necessarily do it, but no one ever criticizes him. Yo, man, sign for 5 or 10, load up your squad, and try to catch Mike. To me, that'd be worth it.
You know what's going to happen. People would say there, because the LeBron haters will say anything.
But Mike took less. Mike, if we checked the salaries throughout the years, I guarantee you there were many years that Michael Jordan was not making the max. Because I think he got one like $30 million.
That was the very end.
Very end. Like, okay, finally we owe you everything. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Franco and Franco injury attorney text line. And then Mavs fans got in their feels. Kyrie was leaving the summer league. He was FaceTiming with Luka. It was like 4 a.m. wherever Luka was. Mm-hmm. And Luka's like, what's donate subs mean? Donate subs to your stream? Subscribers?
Is that Substack? Is there a Substack thing? What is Substack?
Aiden said it's just like donating money.
Oh.
Basically.
Why would he need to donate money?
I know. We're gonna have to get educated. We're sounding very old right here. Let's educate you. Usually it's RJ teaching you how to have children. You want to raise and have a professional athlete?
Oh.
You need to cut it.
Whoa.
Audio, you have to hear this audio next on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Mintz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mintz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTZ-TEA today or visit MintzTeaClinic.com. That's MintzTeaClinic.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt!
Don't make me take off my belt!
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby. If you want to produce some professional athletes, maybe listen to the father of Amon-Ra St. Brown. Below the Belt, brought to you by D&M Leasing here on Sean and RJ. Roberto will be back Thursday as we take the show on the road. A firehouse tour in Richardson, K&C, out at Whataburger today in Frisco with the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders and the chance to win Whataburger for a year. Let's get to some second-round problems first, though. I'll start off with the legal one, and then you talk about the contractual one, because it is having an effect on the Dallas Cowboys. So there's a second-round pick named Quinshon Judkins. Did you see this?
I saw something about him yesterday, yes.
Drafted second round by Cleveland, was arrested for misdemeanor domestic battery on Saturday. The police report has come out. The alleged victim contends 5 days earlier Judkins punched her in the mouth and chin area with a closed fist. that he later struck her additional times in the left arm and thigh. She told police she didn't call 911 because she didn't want to hurt his career. Decided to then report it on July 12th after speaking with family and friends and coming to the realization something needed to be done. Per the police report, she still had visible bruising on her chin area. She had a photograph from 5 days before, and the bruising was clearly evident, according to the authorities. So here we go with Judkins. Spent Saturday night in custody, was released Sunday, but the Browns' second-round pick already in trouble. So that is a police note. What's going on with second-round contracts?
All right, so this is a problem because everything has gotten jammed up with the second round. Now, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and then it continues now because there are still, I think, 30 of the 32 second-round picks that are unsigned.
What? 30 of 32?
The first two picks of the second round are signed. All right? The first two picks. Jaden Higgins is one of them. I think Trey Harris. Oh, Trey Harris is a holdout. He's the first holdout. So this was as of yesterday. 30 of the 32 second-round picks are unsigned because of the disagreement over guaranteed money. So Houston gave Jaden Higgins a fully guaranteed contract. That is not the norm for second round. It's the norm for first. And the issue here is that all these second-round, because of that, all these other second-round guys are like, hey, arm in arm, solidarity, we ain't budging. You're giving us our guaranteed contracts.
Wow.
So now you've got, there are like 30 guys unsigned in the NFL. They're all second round picks.
So one of those two, the other one that signed was Ezeraku, hopefully you're going to tell me?
It was not Ezeraku.
It's not Ezeraku.
He is unsigned. So that's the problem, man. I mean, you're looking at, contract situations. No, he has signed. So he has signed his deal. Ezeraku has signed. It's $10.55 million over 4 years. The negotiations. Okay, so here's the overview. Never mind. Cowboys second round pick has a 4-year contract worth $10 million, including the signing bonus of $4 million. While he has not yet signed, okay, the delay is due to negotiations regarding guaranteed money because these are all slotted. So that's the problem that all these teams are running into. Is that they want to get these guys into camp, yet there's this standoff. And Trey Harris, Chargers are in camp now for rookies. Rookies are in camp right now. They have, I think that them and one other team has got that Hall of Fame game, so they get in a week early, and everybody else reports next week. So we're sitting here, and we officially have holdouts of camp rookies because of this second-round contract guarantee. And we had talked about this a few weeks back. Like, is this going to be a problem? And they're like, yeah, probably not. I mean, they'll get them signed. I mean, okay, here we are. As of 2 days ago, 30 of the 32 guys are unsigned.
Wow. How is that going to get solved? That's a ton. That's everyone.
Yeah, like the holdup is basically whether that fourth year is going to be fully guaranteed. And that's a holdup for everybody. Now, if you're in the case of Ezeraku, like they've agreed to the contract. It's just that guaranteed money. So will he show up? Will he be in camp? I mean, I have no idea. I would assume not. If he's taking a lead for everybody else, he's not going to be in camp. But it appears that everything is like agreed to. He's got the contract. It's just not dotted on the line. Okay. Let's go.
I'm sorry. Don't look at the TV.
Okay.
Something threw me off for the red zone that we're going to discuss at 9:20 that I had to have just misread it. I had to have with a Dallas Cowboy. 9:20, the red zone, we'll get to it. There's no way. I got to double check in the commercial break. All right. The controversial statement of the week comes from the father of Amon-Ra St. Brown, who was an athlete himself.
Yeah, he was a bodybuilder. Two-time amateur Mr. Universe.
Yes.
And he married a girl from Germany. So he was on this podcast.
Yeah.
With the other St. Brown brothers.
Yep, the Amon-Ra St. Brown podcast. And he's saying a lot of this. They're trying to joke and laugh it up. He's
He's pretty serious.
He's pretty serious.
He means this.
So Amon-Ra St. Brown's father was asked, how do you raise and produce pro athletes?
I believe in breeding. Look at you. Good athlete. I'm black. Mom's white. Now, I don't step on it once. You can't keep stepping on it because you're going to mess it up. You're going to weaken it.
You can't keep cutting it?
Can't keep cutting it. No. No, you in Brooklyn, because Brooklyn's half, you got a chance.
If I cut it one more time, it's over?
You can't keep cutting it. You got to be careful. You can't keep cutting it. You got to think about that. You know what I mean? No.
I like how he's dead ass.
If I'm black, I got the black gold running through my veins. Oh, I'm excited. I'm just going to find the right person to mate with. Right? And if I'm white, I'm saying, let me get one of these brothers around here. If you want to have athletes. If you don't have athletes, then just go ahead and just spread your seed wherever.
So why'd you cut it once? What else? Because you could.
I knew I didn't cut it once.
Because he's gold.
I got that black gold in me. And Mama got that big chin on big toes. I said, look, ain't nothing wrong with big toe woman.
Big chin. Who says a big chin?
You got to think of this stuff. Some guys don't think of it until later. They go, like I'm standing at Pop Warner. You wouldn't know. You're on the field. One of you guys on the field playing. And I was talking to a guy. Told him this story. He goes, you were thinking about that, John? I go, yeah, you weren't? He goes, hell no. Like, man, he's little, the wife is little, kids are little, everybody's little.
It's over?
Little. Chicken little.
Big chin, big toes.
Man, big chin, big toes. I mean, whether or not he's in trouble in general, he's in trouble at home.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty sure he comes across, he probably says it to her and says stuff like that at home.
Now, bring that big chin over here.
I guess these comments are about 11 months old. But now they're picking up the steam across social media.
Yeah, I hadn't heard this before. It was all over the place.
Yeah.
Yesterday. I had not heard this.
I'll let you handle this one.
let's be fair. This is an athletic family to begin with. Yeah. Dad's an athlete. Fitness guru. Mom looks like she might have been the best athlete of the bunch.
Okay.
Didn't matter what you were. They were going to raise athletes. Go ahead and joke. I like joking about this.
I agree.
This is fun.
I agree. This, to me, I laugh at this.
We can't take ourselves so seriously. Like, this is funny.
But do we have to say if things are reversed, this would be a humongous racist deal?
Of course it's a humongous.
The double standard.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
Right? Like, if it's a white person saying, you want an athlete, or would it be viewed as complimentary still laughing? Would it be viewed that much worse if it was white people sitting down saying,
look, that's why
if I want an athlete, if I want to do it, I need to find myself a black girl. I need to find myself a black guy.
Look, that's why I don't like the Watt brothers. I don't want white people play football. I mean, get them out of here. You know, I don't want that.
I have a
try-hard guys.
I have a friend.
I don't want Wojo.
The couple's white, and he kind of takes things seriously in terms of like wanting to marry the right girl to. This is a family of freaking giraffes. You know the family. They're all at least 6'3", and I think both parents, state championship winning coaches,
well,
and both at least 6'1". I think they kind of like take this serious of finding each other and looking at the lineage and the grandparents and the size of the family tree in order to produce studs and athletes.
Yeah. Hey, look, I mean.
I'm like you. I laugh
at this. I laugh, you know, I feel. So my oldest one, he's like 6'1". I don't know where the hell that came from.
I know.
For me.
I would kill to have that.
Wasn't for me.
Yeah.
And hopefully he's still growing. Let's say he gets to 6'3". Did he hit the lottery? I have no idea. I ain't 6'3".
No.
I couldn't even see 6'3" with a step stool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you'd have to give me, you know, with a good pair of cowboy boots, fresh pair, you know, not one that's been worn down. A fresh pair. You know, I could see 6 foot.
Amon-Ra's dad saying you can cut the black gold once, but not twice.
Not twice. Can't cut it twice.
Big chin, big toes.
Big. Got to get the big chins. That's key. You got to get your big shoulders. You know, you want to... You know, big butt. You want to get a big butt, right? Power. You need to have a power butt. Like, you know, my older one's got a big butt. Not for me.
How big a deal do you think this will be?
Zero.
Because it's his dad?
And also, like, what are you going to do? He doesn't cancel a parent?
The Amon-Ra boys, Amon-Ra St. Brown.
But they're half. They're half, right? They can say these things.
B-Lo, The Belt, brought to you by D&M Leasing, here on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers with Sean and RJ. Will the curse of the home run derby help the Texas Rangers? You got your derby winner out of the AL West, and RJ has your Diamond Cavs, along with another concert ticket giveaway, next on 105.3 The Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.